Dialogue 1. The MacFishers.
It's a real pleasure to be here right now.
Yes, indeed, a real pleasure.
He is Phineas, but everyone calls him Lord Boat.
And she is Philomena, but everyone calls her Ladyship.
And we are the MacFishers. And do you know what we do, boys and girls?
Our name must surely give it away, and you all look very intelligent and smart.
We are genuine masters in the world of fish.
That's right, masters of the marine world.
We know so much about the oceans,
the seas,
the rivers,
the lakes,
and anything else related to water.
Fish are our life, our reason for living. Our motto is,
The good fisherman is not the one who catches the biggest fish, but the one who is happy to see the river and know what fish live there. We've been on so many fishy adventures that even I get confused sometimes.
I don't. I have it all written down in my personal diary. I update it everywhere we go. The where, the when, and the how of each fish we encounter.
It's true, boys and girls. Phineas loves to write everything down.
That's right. It's very important, so we can remember. Like the time when we saw the moonfish with its round shape in the seas of China.
Or the stonefish, capable of hiding among the rocks and making people believe that it is one.
Or the elephant fish, with its trunk which it uses to guide itself, communicate, and to locate food.
How about the blue dragonfish? Such a curious one, that fish, far away in the waters of Africa.
And don't forget our other more famous discoveries.
What do you mean?
Our friends from...
From
TV and cinema. Let's see. There's the one who lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob?
That's right. And the one who gets lost in the movie until eventually his father finds him.
Nemo?
Yeah. And what about Dory and Flounder, the snorkels, the Little Mermaid?
Okay. We know all the fish and sea creatures in the world.